And a very good morning to you. You are very welcome along to That's Entertainment. And we have a blend today because we've got our own Fionnuala Rabbit joining us remotely. Good morning to you, Fionnuala. How are you getting on?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you.
It's great to have you on board. And also we have... I'm messing with the headphones.
No, I'm not.
Yes, are you not? Okay. We also have, I suppose you could say, Donegal's answer to... What? Donegal's answer to...
I didn't come here to be insulted like this. I could go anywhere. I haven't said it yet.
We also have Donegal's answer to Eddie the Eagle Edwards. It's it's Michael the Tit. Letty. You can choose your colour.
Are we going to be taken off air? Hello, Greg.
No, it's a bird.
It is a bird. I know it's
Eddie
a bird.
Eddie the Eagle.
Weirdly, I was looking at the Eddie the Eagle IMDb page last night because I was looking
at... Oh, my God, that's
Dexter,
freaky.
It is freaky. Dexter Fletcher.
See the end of that cable?
Yeah.
Right. Is it plugged in?
Yeah, I'm going to unplug it. I'll do that now.
You do that now. Okay, so we are going to be discussing all things telly, stage, big screen and all that with our guests, Michael and Fionnuala. We want you involved in the conversation as well. 086 60 25000, WhatsApps and texts. What's the volume like? All good? Let me see. Can you hear me through the headphones?
I can hear nothing through the headphones.
What about now?
Oh.
Anything?
Yes, coming up. I'll adjust the...
No, the wee volume control where you plug the headphones in.
Okay.
Yeah, we could have done this in advance. Look, Fionnuala's looking at me as if to say, am I paying you for this?
Well, it's not that. It's like, how often has Michael been in that studio and he didn't learn how to use the headphones?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I turned it up. Now how do I turn it back down again?
Be nice.
Hello, Fionnuala.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well.
Right, okay, before we get into it, right, there's two things I want to mention. A special request. We want to say a very, very best to Linda and Derek's daughter, Emma McGrorty, and Mark Graham. They're getting married today in St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, and that's from us all at Highland Radio. You went through this not so long ago, daughter getting married, did you, Fionnuala? What's it like?
I did. Oh, it's a mixture of all kind of emotions and things. I ended up being very stalwart until suddenly I was bawling, crying, walking down the aisle. So all the photographs of me walking her down the aisle look like I'm actually holding in an emission. It's
but you've just gone wild soft all of a sudden.
I know. You know. It's just, I know. And now I have my grandson, so it's even more. It's even worse. I've gone even worse. But no, it's wonderful for Linda. They'll have an amazing day. And Emma is really like a Highland baby as her parents met through Highland Radio. So her Highland family wishes her a wonderful, wonderful day.
And just one other, a little update on a nice note. Emma, who was a guest on the show today, the wee Donegal Mammy, as she's known, she was on with us earlier in the week and she was talking about her children, and one of her daughters required a scan, and it was a really moving conversation. But just an update on that: an anonymous person following that conversation has come forward to a family friend and donated the cost for Michaela to get the scan. And Emma says, I can't thank all at Highland Radio enough for getting the story out there. Okay, so that's brilliant. Emma, I hope that's given you and the family a lovely lift heading into the weekend. Shall I do one more? Could you wish Marie Gill of Chrislemore Burnfoot a very happy 50th birthday today from all her family and friends, her work colleagues in the harbour in Buncrana. Congrats on half a century not out, of making the world brighter. Best wishes from all your friends. Fabulous. And 50 and fabulous. 50's no age. It's no age. No age at all.
No, things have changed.
Right, okay. Let me see. We'll go to you, Fionnuala, first. I'll take it in the order you put it in. We'll start with Channel 4, Big Mood. I've seen a lot of trailers for this. It's a comedy, isn't it?
Now, it is being advertised as a comedy.
Oh, this is not a good start.
Yeah, it is being advertised as a comedy. And not just I, but a lot of the critics are kind of saying... It's not a comedy that you sort of sit down and laugh to. It's more that occasionally witty barbs and you know, they find themselves in funny situations, but you're never going to laugh out loud about it. But in that, it is very good, but I'm kind of a bit cautious about it. I've only watched the two of them that were just aired. It started last week and it's on tonight, I think, again, is the next two are going to be on. It stars Clodagh Coughlan, who is from Derry Girls, if people will know, but she's also actually from Oranmore, which is where I am now here in Galway. Her sisters went to school with my sisters. So we always have a big interest in her career here.
Could you pick that up off the floor there? Because I think Fionnuala dropped a name.
I don't know this girl at all.
I feel so bad.
I know her big sisters.
The way Dolt leant over to pick the name up for you.
But so this is her new thing that's out. So she has this out, and then obviously at the end of this month, Bridgerton is out, and she's going to be one of the key characters in Bridgerton this year. Big Mood is herself and a girl, Lydia West, and they're best friends, and they're living in London. She's an author and kind of actress, or trying to be more than successful, and her friend then runs a pub. And what becomes apparent over the course of very quickly is that that she suffers from, that Olivia, Nicola Coughlan's character suffers from bipolar disorder. So you can see when she's kind of a little bit manic, and then when she has her downtime, and that, you know, as her mood swings. So that's really what it's based about. It is good. I know I watched it with my daughter, and she's obviously way younger than me, and she enjoyed it. And she's probably more the audience that is kind of set for. I'd be very concerned about where it's going to go, though, as it deals with, I mean, I'm sure it does deal with it sensitively. But, you know, one of the lines in it was where the friend is having problems with this pub that she runs. And, you know, Nicola Coughlan's character offers to help her. And she's like, no, you're the one that has the issues, and I'm the one that, you know, makes everything right. You're the one that has problems, and I'm the one that fixes everything. And you wonder about their relationship and how that's going to work out for throughout the course of the thing. But it's very nice. It's a half hour. There's two on every time that it comes on. I think they're dropping the whole lot onto the Channel 4 app, which if you don't mind watching a bit of ads, isn't too horrendous to use. But it's enjoyable. And yep, the acting and everything is very good in it. There's a lot of characters in it. It's kind of like a crazy 30s sort of an idea. You know, the way they're old enough that they should know better, but still kind of, you know, still into the partying and that kind of thing. That's sort of the vibe that you get from it.
Any interest in this, Michael? German.
No.
Yeah, thinks not either. But I didn't watch Derry Girls, so I probably need to start that before I start talking about doing other things as well. All right, okay.
Oh, Derry Girls was so good.
You'd actually
love it, because there's a lot of cultural references to the 80s, which I know Michael and I love the 80s. We wallow in the 80s. But there's a lot of cultural
Before my time.
Well, we're very young, you see.
Yeah.
We're very, very young.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to have to get a pair of glasses, but it's not because there's anything wrong with my eyes. It's just in solidarity with you and Fionnuala. There'll probably be clear glass in them. Probably, no. But it's just to sort of say, right,
like,
you know what?
Clark Kent's glasses.
Yeah, make you feel better. Okay. Yeah. So that's Big Mood on Channel 4. And I have to say again, the Channel 4 app to me is used probably equally to all the other apps. You know, it really is quite usable. And the ads aren't too intrusive, you know. Happy Friday, says a listener. Watch the remake of Roadhouse. Would give it 0 out of 10. A complete waste of time. Patrick Swayze's original is a classic. Conor McGregor shouldn't be let anywhere near a film set again. Now, I half watched this and I intend to go back to it, but it's just not good.
Yeah.
It just isn't any good.
I've been told that his performance is...
But even the setup to before he comes into it is just not engaging or good, or you don't feel it's a hero, or you don't care, and you're watching it going, why is he doing that? Some of it doesn't make sense. It has the potential to be really, really good. And then when Conor McGregor comes on, like, I know he hams it up in real life, but it's just... Yeah, it's over the top. Fionnuala, you look like a lady who's watched it.
No, I started watching it and I had to give up on it as well. I loved the original.
Okay.
And to be honest, it came out in a time when I was of an age where I was only into what was then described as chick flicks. And yet everybody loved this because Swayze had the ability to be that kind of swarthy leading man as well as the rough, tough, you know, kind of fighting guy. I'm not sure if Gyllenhaal he's very good at the rough top, you know what I mean? But I don't know, can he pull off the kind of, you know, heart sensitive kind of thing that Swayze did, that, you know, get that character so much balance.
You've seen it in other films.
I'd rather make it a new one.
Do you know when you see other films whereby the character is really, really tough, but they're sort of reluctant to be drawn into confrontation and they can do it really well? He doesn't do it in this very well. Yeah. It's hard to describe. It's like you go, well, why are you sitting there? They're paying you 500 quid a week to sort these fights out, and you're just sitting watching on with a smirk on your face. It's just not, it doesn't
pull you in.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And I got about 10 minutes into the Conor McGregor part of the film. You know, the action is pretty good, but it's OTT, and none of it makes a great deal of sense. And it could be one of those films, Fanula, that people say, have you seen Roadhouse? And you say, it's an opportunity to plug the original. You say, forget Roadhouse, go and watch the original, because it's really good. So it could be one of those that gives that film.
Amazon would have been better off to dig it out of whatever file it's sitting in and get the dust off it and stick that back up on its platform, because it was brilliant, like, and it had an amazing cast and everything. It really was. I'm going to, of course, forget the guy's name. Sam something is the other guy that was in it with them. But it was amazing, so it was really, really good. The original is fantastic. There was no need to make another one. Yeah. Sometimes you like to see what they do with them when they make remakes of them, but bring up the original and just see, you know, let people see what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah, and I'm in the situation where I haven't seen the original, so I'm not
biased
putting this one down because, oh, it didn't match the expectations of the first. But I think, Michael, this was a streaming first film. And I do worry about that. A lot of them are, you know, they throw a lot of money at them and there's big explosions and big actors and they're a lot of the time pretty poor.
Yeah, they're not great, yeah. Like, I'm thinking of that Ryan Reynolds one, Red? Remember, there's another one on the way as well.
That wasn't terrible, but yeah, it wasn't fantastic.
It wasn't fantastic either.
Just as a Ryan Reynolds fan, what did you think of Red Notice, Fionnuala? Did you enjoy
it? Yeah, no, sadly, even as a Ryan Reynolds fan, I disagree. And it should have been amazing because I love Ryan Reynolds, I love The Rock. And
it didn't really...
When you list those names, it should have been
better.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Wonder Woman, Gadot.
Gal Gadot, yeah.
But she's in a lot of things.
Yeah, but the three of them together, it should have been fantastic, but I don't know. Now, maybe it's set it up. I'm still going to watch the second one when it comes out, but so I think there's going to be three.
They've said three. I may watch it as well. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what mood I'm in.
Look at you. You're all kind of indifferent. Okay, keep your calls and comments coming, 086 60 25,000. Best of luck to Abby Harkin at her national semi-final bout this morning at the National Stadium in Dublin. Let us know how Abby got on. It's an amazing thing to get to the semi-final, win, lose or draw. We were talking about, one other thing I want to mention. Due to Storm Kathleen weather warning, the Letterkenny Palestine Witness Against Genocide at the station roundabout scheduled for tomorrow when Letterkenny is cancelled. It'll continue, though, every Saturday thereafter for the foreseeable future. Can you say good luck to the Fannad under-11 mixed basketball team playing in the county final tomorrow in Ballyshannon from all at Fannad Community Games? Thanks, Lee. That comes in from Tony McCarry. Well, Tony, Lee didn't mention it. I did. So there you go. What does that say about Lee? Nothing. He just didn't get it. We got it a little bit late. Okay, back with more from our friends Michael and Fionnuala after we take this quick break. A good morning to comedian Chris Kent, who is performing in Ongrianon Theatre tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have
Thanks
you on
very
the
much
show.
For having me.
Quite a run from Cork, the Rebel County, all the way to Letterkenny for a show.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. It better be worth it now. I'm expecting huge things, you know.
As are the audience, Chris.
Yes. Look, they're as responsible as I am, you know.
Yeah, it takes two to tango. Come here. You've been at the comedy game for quite some time now. Is it 10, 12 years that you would call yourself officially a performing comedian?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I started about 19 years ago, and I did it full time for about 12 years, actually. And then I took a little break, a sort of a forced break, I suppose, with the pandemic. And then I'm sort of back on the road now for the last 2 years again. So Long time. Very, very depressing when you think about how long I'm doing it.
No, that's fantastic. Wait till you hear how long I've been doing this nonsense for. Chris, in terms of just, you know, I know you love going out on the stage and meeting your audience and all that kind of stuff, but I was watching a show last night, and I was thinking the life of a comedian in this country versus the likes of England in terms of opportunities. You know, it can be very hard, I think, in Ireland to break into the TV scene here or what have you. And I was watching some of the panel shows. You know, there's a plethora of panel shows on in Britain and Channel 4, Channel 5, Dave, and all of those type of stuff. And I was just thinking, you know, you get yourself a bit of a name, then you get yourself in the telly and one thing follows another. There's not really that option for comedians. Some breakthrough to the British TV scene, of course, Chris, but... It can feel like a glass ceiling at times, can it, doing the circuit in Ireland?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. For years and years, it did feel like that, to be honest with you, with the TV stuff, but magically now you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of the comedians in Ireland, we're not depending on TV anymore. It's purely down to your own following and your social media, and that is, after just changing the game completely, to be honest with you, it's probably more beneficial to you than any of the UK TV is to have a strong social media following yourself. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. I mean, this tour that I'm doing now is just so much bigger than anything else I've ever done, and it's all down to myself, sort of filming and producing my own shows, and then cutting them up afterwards and putting them all online and basically finding an audience, you know, and people find me, and it's kind of snowballed like that. So the TV is great and it would be fantastic. I wouldn't say no to it.
Yeah.
But it's a real relief at the moment now not to have to, you know, I'd kind of half given up on it anyway, but it's a real relief to just say I really don't need it at all now.
And if it comes along... Yeah, you're master of your own destiny and independence as well. So the show you bring into Letterkenny tomorrow night is Back at It. And your style, how do you describe your style? Because it draws on your real life experience.
Yeah, I would say it's storytelling. A lot of people would say it's deadpan, I think. You know, it's storytelling, deadpan. I like the hour. I like doing my own shows because I sort of get to take my time and build up these routines, you know, that you don't necessarily get to do in the shorter club sets. I don't know. It's very hard to describe your own style. It's a bit weird as a comedian to describe yourself, you know.
Yeah, of course it is. But you do draw on, you do draw back at it. I mean, I think that the title actually really tells its tale, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. No, I draw my everyday life. And it's about, to be honest with you, it's about going full-time into comedy again, taking the risk and going for something that you love, you know what I mean? So it was actually harder this time around because the last time I became a full-time comic was in 2009 when there was a recession and I couldn't get any work. So I was kind of pushed rather than jumped from my day job, you know? I couldn't get any work, and I happened to be doing comedy at the time. Whereas this time around, I really had to hand in my notice. There's a lot of demand. I could have easily kept my job as an electrician, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like not what I wanted to do, you know. So I really just that's kind of what the show is about just not. Just going for it anyway, you know.
Brilliant. Okay, listen, it sounds great. The brilliant thing about On Green on Theatre too, it attracts the best talent from all around the country. So we're delighted you're making the way up from Cork, and we look forward to welcoming you tomorrow night. Tickets are available, not many though, so get on it right now. It's
Chris, there's only a few.
That's it. Chris Kent performing at On Green on Theatre tomorrow night from 8 p.m. So what a great way to spend your Saturday night. Good stuff, Chris. Safe journey up.
Would love to see you there. Thanks for having me, Ger.
Take care. Bye-bye, Chris. Our pleasure. Right. The remake of Roadhouse was good, but nothing is ever as good as the original movie or characters. But you see, I'm coming at it, Michael, whereas I didn't see the original, and it still was poor, if that makes sense. Okay. Yes. Sam Elliott, gravel voice himself, sexiest voice alive.
Sam Elliott's brilliant, yeah. Okay, yeah, I love Sam Elliott.
That's who you were referencing.
You were referencing Frulli, yeah.
Okay,
he
brilliant
was in the
stuff.
Original. He was, I think, Patrick Swayze's brother in it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, which would be a rarity in all reality.
In fairness, it would.
I saw her on her phone. I know she's Googled it. Ghostbusters. I know. Ghostbusters, Michael.
Yes.
We flagged this, didn't we? And you've gone and seen it.
We went to see it. Myself and Fiona went to see the new Ghostbusters movie. And I also went to... I went nowhere. I watched the other one at home because the first one from a couple of years ago, the first Paul Rudd one, is on Apple TV, and that's Ghostbusters Afterlife. So that was the one which brought new characters into the franchise. So I watched them as sort of a double bill middle of last week. So that one first, as I say, which is on Apple TV, very much enjoyed it. I would have been a fan of Ghostbusters back in the 1980s. Did not like the 2015 reboot. And this one then returns to the original timeline and just brings new, younger characters in. I thought it was great fun. I thought it really set up the new characters very well. It did the threat aspect well, so you believed that these characters were in jeopardy, but you were still having a laugh. And I like those kind of movies where you're able to laugh along, but you're thinking, oh, okay, maybe it'll all go wrong, maybe they'll all die. But they won't really, it's a fantasy comedy. Then we went to the cinema that same night to see the newest iteration, which would be the fifth of the Ghostbusters franchise. This one is Frozen Empire. This one is a different kettle of fish. Again, it's Paul Rudd and it's the kids again because it's all a newer generation. But it mixes and matches and brings back the familiar faces from the 1980s mm-hmm. version. It's... The critics have not embraced this one to the same degree that they embraced the first one. The first one has 64% on Rotten Tomatoes, but this one has 43. Mm. And the critics are all saying much the same thing that myself and Fionnuala said after watching it. It's slightly overstuffed. It's got a lot of characters, not just the ones from the movie a couple of years ago, but it introduces, like, you see Patton Oswalt is brought in as a character who gets a couple of key scenes. You see the various people added to the mix. And for me, it felt like too many people, like they were really trying to put everybody and everything into it, trying to bring a lot of comedians.
A bit chaotic.
Very chaotic. A story kind of was put on the back burner a little bit. Some of the characters from the first movie that they brought back, I kind of thought they didn't serve the story this time around. Mm. Now,
but is it not a passing of the baton? I don't know.
Element of that to some degree because you get to see Bill Murray and that crew more in this one. But it's not that. It's by the time you get to the climax, and no spoilers here, but by the time you get to the climax, there's a large group of people standing around. I mean, it's not just the old crew and the new crew, but again, they bring in like a lot of new characters that are, you know, they're just in for this story. Yeah. There's a guy brought into it and he's sort of got I don't want to say too much, but he's got sort of a superpower that kind of plays into things. And I kind of wondered, gosh, do we need
you're
that?
A bit of an outlier because you referenced the score from critics, but the audience seemed to love it. Fionnuala, 84% of people, and a lot of people would have seen this over Easter. It chimed with them.
I know, it's a strange one because I agree with Michael. I loved the first one and I did enjoy this. Yep. It's not that you wouldn't enjoy it, but if you're kind of taking a critical eye to it, it's like that. It's like the story kind of lost a bit. Purely because there was so many people in it. They, you know, like as he said, by the end of the thing, when they were, you know, as in all of these things, there's the big kind of fight scene or the final battle. And in the final battle, I don't know how all they fit in the...
thank God for widescreen.
You know how the firehouse was always very narrow?
Yeah.
25 of them standing around in a circle.
There was a lot of them, like, it was,
None of the performances were bad. It's not that you'd say, oh, that was a terrible performance, but like Patton Oswalt's in it, and he played a very quirky person in it.
Kunal Nanjiani is from the Eternals. Again, a great performer. I mean, really great performer.
Very good performances in it. But
do we need that character in this film is my feeling. Like it's another character.
I think the problem was with it is because there were so many people in it, you didn't know enough about them, so you didn't really care about them. Mm. You know, I think in these things, it needs that little bit of heart.
Is it a franchise that needs just to be let go at this stage, do you think?
Oh, I would say there's life in it. I would say if they learn their lessons for the next movie and return to a smaller... But no, I mean, that one from a couple of years ago was great fun.
Right, okay.
Was great fun. Mm. I mean, there's a new, younger cast and I would love to see them get an, you know, I'd love to see those kids kind of grow up and you know, I'd like to see another couple of movies.
All right, okay.
I think Michael was, and I were talking when we left the cinema, and we were saying maybe it's the middle of a trilogy.
You know, yes.
They may be signed up for three. And sometimes when it's a trilogy, they throw a lot of stuff at it, you know, the way, just to establish who they're keeping and who they're not keeping. And then you'll know in the next one exactly who, you know, survives and goes.
Well, with all that considered, Fionnuala, what are you giving it out of 10?
Well, I'm apparently going to go and see it again over the weekend with my niece. So I'm going to give it a decent size. I enjoyed it. I love the Ghostbusters. I probably would have given it about a 7, 7.5.
Oh, okay.
That kind
of thing.
And
it's enjoyable. It had a few jumps. It had all that kind of elements in it.
But in terms of the threats and fear, would you age it? What would you say it's suitable for?
Oh, well, I mean, I had been thinking previously that I would bring 6 or 7 year olds with me, which you might do to other things, but you wouldn't bring them to this. It does have that kind of
12,
little bit
maybe
of
10, 12.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. It is 12s, and I would say, yeah, you'd want to be about 10, 12. You know, you'd want to be at least that kind of.
And it depends on the kid as well. Absolutely. Michael, what would you give it out of 10?
I'd give the one from a couple of years ago a solid 8 because I thought it was great fun, but I'd bring this one down to a 6 because it was okay. Yeah. But I wouldn't be as enthusiastic if they had been flipped. If I had seen this one, if this had been the first one, I would have been like, oh, that franchise is dead.
Right, but with a hope that the next one's a 10.
Picks it back up again, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. We're going to give away €2,500 after this. Right, it is that time. The lines are paused on our big €10,000 home makeover in association with Foy's, plus 5,000 cash. But now we are going to give away €2,000 in cash. We're joined in studio by Katie McGee. Good morning to you, Katie.
Hello.
It's a bit awkward, this, isn't it? Fionnuala's down in
Galway.
I feel like people
may have thought we were the same person putting on different accents because we're just never in the same room together.
Yeah, but then Michael here, the man in the middle.
I know, yeah.
Are you just fueling the fire here? I can just imagine what the messages I'll be getting from Fionnuala later.
Tonight,
sounds two. Like you guys were having great fun up there without me. That's what I'll get.
Well earned, well deserved as well. Okay, so what's happening right now, Katie? Or is it up to me to explain that?
We are going to give away £2,500.
Cash.
Yeah, cash.
There is a number in that draw drum. Do you want to go up and give it a wiggle?
I'll give it a wiggle,
and
surely.
And then maybe turn the drum a bit.
Now, the drum, not me, I assume. That's the joke you just made. I'm very slow.
Okay, so give the trombola a quick rotation. Now, it's been well rotated already. People will trust in that, but just to be absolutely sure... Right, there it is. Fionnuala's watching on saying, don't take it off its hinges because I love that thing. Right, so open the drawer. I'm not being instructive to Katie, by the way. It's just to explain what's happening to our listeners just in case people think.
It creates drama.
Exactly. Right, so Katie is looking at me, digging in deep, swirling around, and she's about to pull out a number. And this is worth, this number, €2,500. And the number is 0131. The winner of €2,500, their number associated with that is 0131. So, Caroline, did you get that? Yeah? 0131? She's nodded off. Would you go and give Caroline a wee nudge? 0131. Okay. Take a seat, Katie, because we have to... right, so what we can actually say now at this point is the lines now are officially open, so you can still get tickets if you wish. You would still be in a draw for €10,000 home makeover in association with our friends at Foy's, and also €5,000 cash. Katie, what would you do with a €10,000 makeover? I would pretty much do much of the house. Sean Quinn apparently would do one room. So I don't know what he's living in, but anyway.
I know. Sean has notions of himself, we'll say. I know. I have so much to do to my house. I really do. I really do. I would put an archway between the kitchen and the sitting room.
So currently there's a wall there. You would knock through?
Knock it in, make it big. So, you know, when people are up, we have plenty of room, you know, like, because we always have loads of people. No, we don't. No.
Do you ever see in a place in the sun where they always talk about, you know, for entertaining space?
Yeah.
No one's going out to them.
No.
Let's go. No one is going out to them. Everyone will talk about, oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'll come out to Spain to your vet. No one is.
I know.
No one will be bothered.
Yeah. That's yeah. what we always, I always get that at home because I have whole big notions of doing up the spare room, and having a spare room is really important, and having it really nice and yes. everything. In Durham, it's like, should we don't have anyone staying.
Michael, what would you do?
Oh, I'd probably get my comic book room. I'd just go to town on that with shelving everywhere. And,
see, I was going to say that, right? But yeah. I thought you would think that I was, again, sort of, you know, having to go.
When have you ever had a go?
I know.
When?
But that
that's never happened. That's never happened.
Fionnuala, what would you do?
I think I would change the heating. I like it. I like this idea of going ground to water.
Are you on about in your house or Highland Radio?
Oh, no, in my house. Highland Radio can... It's fine. I don't pay the oil bill in Highland Radio. It's fine. Okay, when I have to pay for the oil myself, did you realise? What do you need?
Yeah, we'll just all huddle around the storage heater, the one storage heater in the entire building. No, I'm
That's all you're allowed. That's all you're allowed.
So, air to water, underfloor heating. I wonder what underfloor heating's like. I've never actually. Okay.
Stay with us.
I just want to say a quick hello to Niamh from Letterkenny. Hi, Niamh. Are you there? It's Greg and Highland Radio. How are you keeping? Niamh, are you there? Hello? Niamh's gone, has she? Okay, we'll see if I can get Niamh back because I just want to tell Niamh a little bit of news. So, but I don't know what it might be.
Wonder.
I don't know how much Caroline has told her, but we'll see if we can get Niamh back because it's always very exciting to get
yes.
a reaction
yes,
on air.
Yes, of course.
And this is live radio, man. right, so what would I do? No one's asked, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know what?
When you took a breath, I was going to ask you.
Wow. So, Sean Quinn's got notions of himself.
Oh, I bet.
You can't get a word in edgeways with me because I
well,
can't.
No, well,
oh,
were,
little Miss Perfect, aren't we?
Well, kind of, you know. No, not always, but most of the time.
Yeah, all right, okay. Anyone else you want to slag off in the building whilst we have the opportunity?
No, have another go at Greg.
Since you know what?
Just go at Greg again.
She looked upwards. She looked upwards with her eyes as if to suggest perhaps I do have something to say. Niamh McDade, good morning to you.
Morning.
You're very welcome on to Highland Radio. How are you keeping, Niamh?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, all good.
Good stuff. Any plans for the weekend? Or I suppose we're just off the back of Easter, aren't we? So it's all back to reality now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no plans this weekend. No, all good, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Did you enter the home makeover draw on the radio station, I wonder?
I did, yes. I vaguely remember doing that, yeah.
Okay, well, you might vaguely remember. Sorry to interrupt your busy day. You might vaguely remember that we're giving away €2,500 today. Do you remember that, Niamh?
Yeah, vaguely. It's all come back to me now.
No, don't worry. It's all going to flood over you now in a second. Well, your ticket number was 0131. Katie McGee was just in studio. She dug her hand into the trombola and pulled out ticket 0131, Niamh McDade from Letterkenny.
Oh,
just
wow.
Won €2,500 in cash.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's a lovely wee amount of money, isn't it?
And work here, I hear all the girls screaming.
Oh, wow, like brilliant.
They all put on Highland Radio and work.
Oh, fantastic. Well done, Niamh. Do you want to say hello to them? Where are you working? If you don't have to divulge that,
yeah,
it's up to
I'm
you.
Actually... Oh, absolutely. No, I'm up in health promotion here up in St. Connell's. Work for the HSE. So, yeah, hi to all the girls in the office.
Okay. Hello, girls and boys. All right, Niamh. So you've just won €2,500. We'll get that to you. And I suppose the obvious question is, what might you spend it on? I don't know. If you're planning on going away this year, I'm up to getting a new car. I don't know. It's up to you. What are you going to do?
Well, that's it. Well, I'm actually, we're due a baby now in July, so that could definitely go towards that, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing some home renovations too.
I'd go through that, Niamh, and after you've gone through that, I'd spend the $2,500 on yourself if I was you.
Yeah, well, that's also a good plan, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, listen, that's so uplifting. What a lovely thing. Best wishes with everything and with the new arrival. And I'm so delighted, especially with the work that you do and everything, Niamh, that you are the winner today of €2,500 in cash.
Thanks so much.
And your ticket 0131 is going back into the draw drum. And it has as much chance as any to be pulled out again next Friday. Who's to say? Very unlikely,
wow,
but it's
brilliant.
In there. It's in there.
Yeah.
Okay, 2,500. Well done,
so
Niamh. Hi
That's
to everyone, all your
yes,
work
great
colleagues.
Friday.
Congratulations. It couldn't happen to have gone to a nicer person. Well done, Niamh.
Bye, no, thank you.
Bye-bye. And Niamh being a good sport too and taking the call, which is lovely. All right, brilliant. That's a joy, isn't it?
I
love hearing about, you know, the all excitement leading up to July. And
they say the babies bring their own money. So there you go now. That's proof.
There you go.
That's absolute scientific proof.
Okay.
Sure.
I could produce more if that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think it's true. I think they're a bit of a drain on resources.
Interesting use of the word scientific, but okay. It's good to know. Yeah.
Katie, listen, thanks so much, dearest.
No problem.
And it's lovely. Nice to be a part of that, right? Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's Katie McGee, who is going away now. How do you wrap up that conversation? Right. Back with more from Michael and Fionnuala after these. We have the wonderful company of Fionnuala Rabbit and Michael Leddy with us. Fionnuala, quite a lot here to discuss. Yeah. I don't know which one you want to go to next, because we probably have time for one more. So I want you to pick one that you're passionate about.
I'll just mention the next one on this, because some of them are old that I've had them on for a while.
Yeah.
And I was, just in case anybody's watching, I did try and watch the... it's completely gone out of my head. The new Andrew Scott thing on Netflix. Did you see that?
What's that, Andrew Scott? Is it a show or film?
Yeah, it's a new show that's on Netflix. It is Ripley. You know, it's Andrew Scott plays Ripley in it, but I barely got through the first episode, so I wasn't ready to be able to chat about it yet. I'll have to go back to it. I love Andrew Scott, and, you know, he was nominated for a lot of awards there for that movie that he did recently. But this is, they've shot it in black and white, and I feel like they may have gotten a little bit excited about themselves.
No.
It is getting a lot of play, so it'll be interesting. Yeah. If the listeners have watched it, let me know. Should I bother, or will I just leave it? I stuck with the Derry Girls team, and I went with Renegade Nell, which is on Disney.
Oh, okay.
And in Renegade Nell, it is it's new to Disney last week. It's great, and I really enjoyed it. It's got Louisa Harland. Sorry, I was just looking down to get her name. And there's a couple of shows on Disney that I'm watching, actually, that I'm really enjoying. But the Renegade Nell is Louisa Harland. She kind of played the cousin on Derry Girls. And in it, anybody who has seen it will know she was daft. She was all coming up with crazy theories. But in this, she plays a young girl who is after coming back from kind of following the drum, as they used to say back in the 1700s. She comes back from war to home, and we're not really sure what's happened to her, but she has been visited by a spirit, which is played by Nick Mohammed from Ted Lasso, and this gives her nearly supernatural powers, and she gets accused of a crime, and then it's all about her revolving and evolving around the way. There's some fantastic actors in it. I'm really enjoying it. I sat down to kind of watch one or two for this just so that I'd have a flavor of it, and I'm now 6 out of 8 Ooh. In. So my going to bed early got completely destroyed by it, but it's really enjoyable. It's like each one is about between 45 and 50 minutes. You know, Disney have a tendency to never have every episode for the same amount, for the same length of time. It's a weird concept that they have, but I don't know. It's in lots of the shows that they do. But very enjoyable. I'm really enjoying it, and I definitely recommend it to people. And it does, I mean, it has a little bad language, but it, you know, and there is obviously a little bit of fighting in it, but there's no kind of blood or gore. Mm. Obviously, you could sit down with kind of, again, like we're saying, Ghostbustery age, kind of like 10, 12, as long as you don't mind them hearing, you know, a few bad words. You could definitely sit down and, you know, so far to date, anyways.
It's kind of interesting that you added to the review, in that I've noted Disney's spending an awful lot of money at the moment, seemingly, and they've changed their design a little bit to make the argument that it's not just kids' telly, that there's adult stuff there, there's blood and bad language and a bit of hanky-panky, if you know what I mean. So they're obviously trying to not rebrand themselves, but to
broaden
their horizon, that people don't just think
I mean, this is a great show, but also a great show I was watching on is Death and Other Things. Mandy Patinkin is in it, and Michael probably knows Violet Bean. She was in one of the Marvel concepts back in the day. But it's very dark. It's very, you know, it's kind of like a murder mystery type of a thing. All about, you know, Mandy Patinkin plays supposedly the greatest detective in the world, kind of an idea. And it's very sort of back and forth. But they've done lots of older stuff, you know, along with murders in the buildings, different things like that, you know, so they're trying to cover.
Did that Mandy Patinkin thing, did you finish it? Did you wrap up the season or did you?
I did, yeah. I wasn't sure about it in the beginning, but actually by the time I got to the end of it, I really enjoyed it.
Because it's
making
not,
a second series of it.
It's not getting, they pulled the pin on it, so it was cancelled this week. But it's interesting.
No
so it's,
way!
Yeah.
Oh, I actually enjoyed it by the end. The first one or two was a bit, I wasn't sure about it. But by the time I actually watched it to the end, I really enjoyed it.
Halo on Paramount, Michael.
Yes, Halo on Paramount. I've been looking for a good action show for a while. I was drawn to this because of some of the people involved in it. Kyle Killen is a guy, a producer and writer who did a great show years ago called Awake with Jason Isaacs. I loved it. It was about a cop who was kind of trapped between two realities. And Stephen Caine was the guy behind one of my favourite action shows of the last 10, 15 years, a show called The Last Ship, which was about a post-apocalyptic world, and there was a naval ship that was sailing the seas, basically trying to save the world. And it had brilliant, brilliant action sequences. I thought it was a fantastic show. So I thought, right, Halo, I know it's a game. I don't play the game. I'm not a gamer. But I thought if Kyle Killen and Stephen Caine are behind this show, it's got to be a good action show. So I dived into season one there back in the spring, back in February, and thoroughly enjoyed it. It delivered the action that I was looking for, but not in every episode. There was episodes that were very story-driven and had no action. So basically, the story is we're far distant future. We've got a situation where there's like a federation that rules the galaxy, but they rule kind of with an iron fist, an iron thumb. And they have these super soldiers that kind of are sort of their enforcers, and they're not very well liked in some of the outlying planets. Into this situation comes mysterious, powerful aliens who start raining death and destruction down on people. So now the population find that they're kind of caught between two evils, but they're kind of going to support, I suppose, the soldiers that they've previously been rebelling against. And the focus of the series is one in particular. Mm-hmm. Pablo Marcos is the name of the guy. He plays Master Chief Petty Officer John 117, and he's our protagonist. He's our hero. And he finds himself over the course of the first season linked to a mysterious object which may reveal things about his own past and may give him powers beyond the scope of any normal human being. So it delivers the action, it delivers an epic size science fiction storyline involving the threat to the entire galaxy. I wanted to watch it because I want a good action show and I like good sci-fi action shows, and there's nothing else that I have that fits that bill. Also, Natasha McElhone is in this and I'm a big fan of her. She's a big, huge Donegal connection. I haven't spent many years here. I think her family still is home here.
I like that.
Yeah, she's... Now, I first saw her in Revelations with Bill Pullman back in the early noughties, and then she was on Californication as David Duchovny's ex-wife. Fantastic actress. There's a case to be made for saying she's the best thing about this show. She really gives a great performance as a morally ambiguous or morally challenged scientist. She's the one responsible for making John 117 who he is. But her, without saying too much, her motivations are not as pure as they might seem. She seems quite manipulative. It delivers the action. It delivers on story. It's got a Bokeem Woodbine is in this, one of the coolest guys on the planet. I love that guy. He was on Fargo, it's where I first seen him, and he gets an excellent part in this as an ex, one of John's soldiers. He was a guy who escaped from the boot camp years ago. I'm loving this show, and I'd give it a good solid 8, maybe 9 out of 10. I like the action, and I'm all set to watch season 2. And this one is
on Xbox.
Paramount.
So I never really played Halo. It's very Xbox orientated game. I'm PlayStation person. Like, I know that.
Yeah,
I'm just
a
bit of idle information.
Just
idle information. You know what I mean?
I'm the same as you. I'm not a gamer. No interest.
Oh, I am a gamer. I just don't have an Xbox. Yeah. I have a PlayStation.
Does that make you one of the cool gamers or one of the...
For me, it does. It's like Apple versus Android, Xbox versus PlayStation. Do you know that kind of stuff? I try and convert people as I go through life.
How is that going for you?
Terrible. Rightio, listen, that's great stuff. And I'm just watching Queen of the South. I started again. It's like I never watched
it.
You watched it before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watched three or four episodes series, but it's like watching it again. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, you know, do you get that, Fionnuala? Or what's your memory like for stuff? Like, I'm watching it.
You're asking Fionnuala? Hold on a second here. Sorry. Who are you and where is the real Greg Hughes?
That was a rhetorical question. No, but you know, like it's good. Like I'm enjoying it because it's also it's there's stuff in it for people that like all different stuff.
So it's an action-y thing though, isn't it? I mean, there's action. No, it's more. Yeah, or it's a gritty drama.
It is.
More.
Yeah, gritty.
She's a crime boss, isn't she?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
But I presume that's where she's going to elevate it.
I thought you said
she just finds herself caught up in the cartels, and you can see.
I hate when that happens. Oh my god!
It's on Netflix. It's actually a really good show for someone who's looking for something long.
Just want to go get some milk and bread and cheese, and then you're caught up in the cartels. That's your old Friday gone.
I tried to sort of watch Dune, because the Dune 2 is in the cinema, and it was like when you were explaining Halo about different worlds and planets and species and names, and I watched 5 minutes, backed out. Wow. I just couldn't face it. Fionnuala, listen, great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you.
And best
very
wishes
much.
To everyone down there. Say hi to Jerry and the crew. All right. Thanks very much indeed.
Of course.
That is Fionnuala Rabbit joining us remotely, and also we have in studio with us, Michael Eddy, and we're going to say goodbye to him. Bye, Michael.
Bye.
Thanks very much. See you next Friday.
See you next week.
All right, okay. Sorry, I have a few technical things to do whilst we're talking. All right, and that is it for the 9 till noon show for this week. Stay tuned. Michaela Clark's coming up around the Northwest after the news at 12 with the usual mix of music, newsy bits, and conversation. We're back with you, all being well, Monday morning from 9. But for me, Greg Hughes, Caroline Orr, who researched and produced, and Shanann Wilkin as well, working on the show. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.